your name as well, please?
Mary.
Mary. And so we're looking at the picture of...
Villiers Road.
Villiers Road.
Yeah. If you'd have gone further up on this side, there's Loveday's on the corner there. On the opposite corner was Palmer's, which was like a beautiful delicatessen place, where you went and they cut all the cheeses and the hams and everything like that.
Off the boat.
All beautifully off the boat, all cooked on the premises as well.
Lovely.
Then further up the road was Hocker's, which was a little shop, and they used to have a big double freezer.
Oh, she always
had sweet peas on it.
Oh,
and she used to let you sit on it as a child. And they give you a piece of bread and things like that. And the opposite side was the fish shop, and that was a little store, and I've forgotten her name, the lady there. But she used to sell bread and sweets and things like that. And then there was the hardware store, and then there was the butcher's. And further down in Cable Road, there was a butcher's and two greengrocers as well.
Imagine that.
All in this little area. And now it's all gone.
I was talking to somebody else earlier today. She was saying there's a greengrocer now setting up a little store.
Browns. Browns from Bushy, who used to do Browns, were in Bushy, the big greengrocers in Bushy High Street, and in the market. Now supplies people wholesale, and he's doing it on a Saturday morning outside Loveday's.
Yeah.
As a child, Loveday's used to be the only bakers in the area, and used to queue on Good Friday to get your hot cross buns. He only cooked them Friday on the Good Friday, only ever, and you queued in the morning to get them. And in the bread shortage, you know, when there was that big bread shortage, he used to sell dough to us.
Well, exactly.
Shrewd man.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.